Hi guys, welcome back to the Shannon Show podcast. So today's episode is going to be a review of Love Island 2019, the finale. Obviously we know who's won now, we know the result, but before I get into that, I'm just going to recap. I knew it was going to be a long one. Honestly, I didn't think it was like an hour and 40 minutes. Honestly, it could have been wrapped up in an hour. Do you feel like the episode was too long? But anyway, just kind of recapping, obviously the final four: Maureen, Curtis, Ovi and India, Molly and Tommy, and Amber and Greg. And yeah, I'm a bit late uploading this. You probably noticed I didn't upload at 2 a.m. like I usually do. I was actually having my head shaved by my brother and the clip is malfunctioned and it took way longer than it needed to. So yeah, that's why it's a bit late today. So yeah, there's a ball. There's like a summer ball, a Love Island summer ball, I think they called it. And they have to learn how to dance. They've got a dance instructor in. Curtis, I don't even know how he calls himself a professional dancer. Like, all he does is twist his waist and everyone's gassing him. It's just very weird. I don't think that Curtis can really dance. What do you think? Do you feel like Curtis is a good dancer or not? I feel like he's just somebody who would be good enough to jump inside the middle of the dancing circle. But I don't even know how he really is getting jobs as a professional dancer, to be honest. Greg, was he twerking on the wall? Like, what was he doing on the wall? But anyway, so they have the ball. The boys are looking good. I have to say, Ovi's was looking exceptionally good in his tuck. Greg was looking good. Like, every episode, Greg just starts looking better and better. Maybe it's his personality growing on me, but I feel like Greg is looking better and better with each episode, even though this is like the last one. All of the girls in the house are pretty, but I feel like they didn't give I feel like the dress distribution was not great. I feel like they should have just given everyone the same dress as the boys, because some of the dresses that they were giving them were better than the others. I don't think that it was necessarily chosen for them. I feel like they kind of just had to work with what they had. Obviously, I feel like Maura's dress was obviously the best dress. Like, she looked amazing. Molly's dress looked really good. Like, she had a high neck. I was like, oh, high neck again, Molly, are you sure? But she looked really nice in that yellow dress, way better than she did in that other yellow dress. And India's dress was okay, but Amber's dress, they could have given Amber a way better dress than they did. And then obviously it was speeches, you know, the same old spiel. We already know Curtis says he's looking forward to seeing their future together. Maura, I feel like Maura kind of throwed a little bit of shade at Amy, because in her speech she was talking about, you know, I saw you falling in love with someone else and I wish that it was me. It kind of sounds like homewrecker talk to me. I guess Maura can't help herself. And Ovi's speech was really cute. Like, he pointed out things that he noticed when he first like laid eyes on India, like her nails and her hair. And it's just really cute and really sweet. And I'm jealous of India. India is a lucky bitch. Like, India needs to make that shit fucking last, because I know a lot of people are going to be waiting for Ovi at Gatwick Airport. India, you know, she says that, you know, she wants him to carry her out of the villa. And, you know, I don't know if Ovi's back is that strong. Like, just walk, babe. And Greg's a joker. He was really like thoughtful enough to like make everything rhyme. He mentioned Amber's fantastic ass, and I feel like no one can really blame him. Like, Amber's ass is amazing. And Amber says that he's like melting her icy exterior, and is very sweet, very cute. And then Molly and Tommy, obviously Tommy, we already knew his romantic speech was coming. He says that he's gonna love Molly for the rest of his life. Molly's crying, Tommy's crying. And, you know, I know Molly, she gets a lot of hate, but I feel like they do like each other. Like, I feel like Molly, I feel like the hate for Molly is low-key unnecessary. I feel like they do like each other. And I thought it was sweet. Then, obviously, there was, like, a recap. Obviously, that was quite good. Like, the best bits, like, all of the drama in the villa. Just, like, a quick recap of what happened. And then Caroline, it cuts to the break, and then Caroline's like, oh, you know, be back after the break, don't be a don't be a dead thing. And she just should never say that again. She should just never say it. Then after the break, fourth place was revealed. In my prior podcast, I was kind of in two minds who would be at the bottom. I couldn't really call for sure who would be in the bottom, whether it would be Ovi and India or Maura and Curtis. Maura and Curtis were in the bottom. I think that they knew Molly's face when Caroline was about to reveal who was in the fourth couple. Molly was kind of looking like, it better not be us. I feel like Molly thought that they were gonna win. All of the interviews were a bit weird. I don't know, Caroline is a bit awkward sometimes. I don't know, because I feel like obviously the producers definitely have a lot to do with Caroline's presenting style, but I just feel like, you know, you shouldn't just stick to what the producers say, like, be your own person. I'm not sure if it's, what do you think? Do you feel like that's just how Caroline is? Or do you feel like she just follows what the producers tell her to do to a T? So obviously, in the interview, she asked Maura and Curtis. She asked Maura, you know, Tommy. Maura says that she was actually first interested in getting to know Michael. And now I'm thinking, because obviously she picked Michael for a date. So I'm kind of thinking maybe she didn't pick Michael as part of her game plan, because at the time, Michael and Amber were the favorite couple at that time. Obviously, Molly and Tommy were in their early days, and she probably thought, you know, she doesn't want to tread on Amber's toes. She knows that there would be backlash from that. She probably thought, let me try Tommy because Tommy and Molly are early days. What are you thinking? What do you think? Do you feel like that was her strategy? Why do you think that she went for Tommy instead of Michael? And Caroline brings up Amy, of course. But both of them were quite kind of cool and collected, because Caroline was kind of looking at them like she wanted to, like, she was grilling them, like she wanted them to, like, sweat kind of thing, like maybe like reveal something juicy. But both of them were kind of like cool and collected about it, which kind of makes me feel like they're kind of over the situation and they don't really care about Amy's feelings. Both Curtis and Maura don't really give a fuck about Amy's feelings. Then obviously third place was revealed. At this point, I was pretty sure it was between Amber and Greg and Molly and Tommy. Obviously, this morning, I'd just seen, literally, my whole Twitter was literally Greg and Amber. So my thing is, like, I feel like Ovi and Amber were both kind of favourites. But I feel like by the morning, it was very clear that, you know, it was the kind of thing, like, if we were going to defeat Molly and Tommy, we're all going to have to throw our support at one particular couple. So I feel like by the morning of the final, of the day of the final, it was very clear that everyone was going to throw their support at Amber and Greg. So I knew that India and Ovi were coming third. Obviously, they have their little interview as well with Caroline. So Caroline brings up the Anna and Jordan situation, and then she kind of mentions that he lost his cool about it, but doesn't bring context to it, which is quite cheeky, because obviously, well, I personally don't believe that Ovi was angry that Anna had chosen Jordan over him. I think he got angry because she had brought up that situation where, you know, she was saying, oh, well, you're talking about getting to know Joanna when she already made her choice to be with Jordan, and he got angry about that. So I feel like that was very cheeky of Caroline. But again, I don't know if that was Caroline or the producers putting the battery in her back. He kind of brushes that off, but I can tell he was kind of annoyed, but he definitely kept his cool. He definitely kept his cool. He didn't, like, check her or anything. He kind of just brushed it off. Caroline asked India if she fancied Chris. Again, you know, trying to, you know, plant some seeds in there. India, she clocked that straight away. She actually didn't answer the question. She didn't actually say, no, I didn't fancy Chris. She kind of skirted around the question and just said, yeah, I'm all about Ovi kind of thing. So what do you think? Do you feel like she did fancy Chris? What are we thinking? Because she didn't actually deny it. She kind of, like, did what the politicians do and skirted around the question. What were we thinking, guys? And then she also asked about Jordan. Obviously, India says that she had no idea that he was going to say that to her, blah, blah, blah. And then for the future, you know, they said they're going to have a family barbecue. You know, Ovi actually lives near me, like, you know, half an hour bus ride from me. Like, I know kind of the area where he lives, or I can assume the area where he lives in, because he went to, like, one of the schools in my area, near my area. And so yeah, I'm gonna have to do some investigations and pull up to this family barbecue. And then after that, obviously, they did like the interviews with the top two people. So that was Molly and Tommy and Amber and Greg. So with the interview with Amber and Greg, she asked Amber how she felt about the Catherine Moore situation. Obviously, Amber says that she felt horrible about it. She asked Greg whether he was always going to go for Amber. Greg said that, you know, Amber was always his, like, first choice out of the girls. And, yeah, I definitely think that was the case, that he was going to go for Amber. Obviously, out of all of the girls in the house, that would have been the best choice for him. So, yeah, I think that was a genuine answer from him. Obviously, I've seen quite a few people say that he would have went for Maura, but obviously Maura and Curtis were a thing. So, yeah, I feel like he would have always went for Amber anyway in that situation. And then Caroline also asked Amber what she thought when Michael wanted to get back to her. Amber said she was never going to get back with Michael because how he treated her, he would never go back to her. Obviously, in my prior podcast, I had my doubts about Amber. I held my hands up. I was wrong about my girl Amber. She didn't go back to him, and I'm so happy and I'm so proud and so glad that she didn't go back to Michael. And I think she's had enough time to realise, to even let those feelings of liking Michael go. And yeah, I'm just so happy for Amber, and I know her future is going to be so bright. I'm talking about her like she's my sister. Anyway, moving on. They kind of talk about like their future together. She says she's going to miss waking up with Greg because Greg is like always traveling, and just kind of talking about that. But I'll talk about how I feel like their relationships are going to be at the future of their relationships are going to be at what I believe the future of their relationships, all of the couple's relationships will be at the end. And then obviously it's Molly and Tommy's interview. Caroline kind of asks Molly, why do people think that she's not genuine? She defends herself. And I think that they do like each other. I feel like people are being a bit harsh on Molly Mae. Sometimes she does come across fake. Like that last date, like when she was crying, like, and no tears were coming out, that was obviously fake. But I feel like she does like Tommy, and I can see that there is like a, as you say, a connection there. And then they kind of talk about their future. They say they're going to move in together, yada, yada, yada. And then after that, the winners are revealed. So obviously last night, I wasn't 100% on anyone. Like in the past seasons, like I knew who was going to win. Even to the final, the back of my head, I was thinking like it's going to be close. But I think like Molly and Tommy are going to have, because they have a lot of following, like they have like 3 million on Instagram. So I just thought like Amber and Greg were going to put up a fight, but I wasn't 100% sure of whether they could actually topple them. In the morning, obviously, I had a lot of comments saying, you know, they've got a lot of support. Like, they've got a lot of support. Like, I think that they can win it. But I was still kind of like, I still kind of feel like Molly and Tommy are just going to, it's going to be a close one, yeah. But they're going to win it. This morning, the morning of the final, all my Twitter timeline was Amber and Greg, Amber and Greg, Amber and Greg, Amber and Greg. Vote for Amber and Greg, vote for Amber and Greg. Now, I already said I'm backing Amber and Greg, and I was hoping for them to win, but I just feel like whenever I get my hopes up, you know, I'm always disappointed. I was hoping that they were going to win. My thing was kind of like, if Molly and Tommy win, like, it is what it is. But if Amber and Greg win, even better. Like, I hope that they do win. And this morning, I was just like, the amount of support that I'm seeing, I'm thinking, can they do it? I think they can actually do it. But in the back of my head, I was still thinking Molly and Tommy, it's going to be close, but I think Molly and Tommy are just going to have it. And I didn't see one Molly and Tommy post, like one Tommy and Polly post, but I know that they have a lot of support. Like I knew the top two were going to be Molly and Tommy. But as I said in my prior podcast, if anyone is going to beat Tommy and Molly, it's going to be Amber and Greg. Now, I actually wasn't watching the final live. Like I said, I was doing something. I was actually having my head shaved. If any of you want to see my head being shaved by my brother, like if you're not watching this on YouTube, if you're watching this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or if you're watching this on a podcast platform, subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is also called The Shannon Show, if you want to see my head getting shaved. I was kind of like tuning in and out on my phone, but I didn't have my phone close to me. I didn't want to get like my head shavings on my phone. all I could hear, like, around 10:30, all I could hear is just shouting, like, yeah, oh my God, all of this shouting. And I'm just like, them shouts can't be for Molly and Tommy. They can't be for Tommy and Molly. And I'm thinking, they must have done it. They must have done it. So, obviously, I look on Twitter, I see Amber and Greg have won. And I was like, oh my God, they actually did it. Like, I'm so happy because I've supported Amber since day one. Like, even when people call her a bitch, I was supporting her because she was my bitch. You know, we had a bit of a rocky road after the Michael situation. I might have said that I was done with Amber, but you know, we made it through that rough patch. And it's just after everything that our homegirl has been through and she wins, like, I'm actually just so happy with that result. And honestly, beating Molly and Tommy, they actually did it. Like, it was like, you know, up until, like, you know, the past few days, I feel like people were kind of sure that Tommy and Molly were going to win it. I seen a few tweets on my timeline saying that they were shocked that Tommy and Molly didn't win. So obviously there's been some defectors in Fiat Punto Twitter. Molly's face, Molly, she had that pageant smile on, you know, that smile when, you know, you're disappointed, but you know, you've got to keep that smile on your face. I can tell Molly was disappointed, and I definitely think that she thought that they were a sure thing and that they were going to win. It's peak for Molly Mae, but you know, it is what it is, girl. I feel like she took it well. She took it as well as she could have. Obviously, Black Twitter was supporting. Obviously, Fiat Punto, some of them must have, you know, Fiat Punto, I knew some of them were going to defect. Yeah, everyone was saying Fiat Punto was in disarray, but you know, a good chunk of them must have voted for Amber as well. So I definitely, and the reason why I think perhaps Molly and Tommy didn't get the vote is because of the hate for Molly Mae. I don't hate Molly Mae. I don't actually dislike her either. I feel like she was a good character for the TV. I can understand what she did, why she did what she did. Especially with the Anton situation. Like, Anton actually did try and go behind her back and tell Molly. And basically try and disrupt their relationship with Tommy. And you know, Tommy's a big map, has a big mouth. So he probably told Molly what Anton had said to him and what Anton had tried to do. They probably didn't air that. That's probably why Molly had a vendetta against Anton, and then I guess Anton and Belle. But she did try, she was also being shady with other couples too. By the end of the day, it's a game, like, it's a game. And, you know, but her game plan just didn't work out. I feel like maybe they could have won it if she had maybe calmed down on the meddling or was not as obvious. I definitely feel like she did play up to the cameras a lot as well with some of the stuff that she was saying, but I don't feel like she did any more than Tommy. Tommy was playing up to the cameras too. So I feel like the amount of hate that Molly is getting is a bit unnecessary. A man like Greg, he came in last week and has now secured like 25K. Obviously at the end, he was the one who had, obviously the twist at the end is like, you know, one of them gets the 50K and they can decide if they want to steal it, like keep the whole 50K or split it with their partner. No one has ever stolen it before, obviously. And I feel like it's going to be low risk with something like 50K. If the prize was 100K, 200K, like a mil, really and truly, the amount of advertisement money that they're getting, Love Island is getting, they really need to be up and up they need to be up in the prize money, really. They're having two series now next year. They're having one in the winter in South Africa and one in the summer, obviously, in Spain. Maybe because there's two seasons, they're going to keep it for 50 mil. Really and truly, I feel like they should double it. But even still doubling it, 50K is still a lot of money. But they definitely need to up the price because I feel like that in itself would up the stakes and we'd see a lot more evident gameplay. Greg came, split the 50K with Amber. He knew he could not split the 50K, even if it had crossed his mind to steal the whole 50K.
He knew there would have been a witch hunt. There would have been a hit out of his head if he had stolen the whole 50k from Amber of all people. Mm-mm, he wouldn't have gone away with that. So obviously he spent 25k. So both of them have a good 25k sitting in their bank account, as well as the amount of money they're going to be making on paid appearances. And then obviously Amber, she's obviously going to have like a clothing line out with one of these companies, one of these Pretty Little Thing companies as well. That's probably what she could get, like 200. She could get 200k from a deal like that. Easy. Obviously, there's the spin-off shows. Maybe Amber could have her own spin-off show by herself. I think perhaps they'd be looking for at Molly and Tommy as well for a spin-off show. I don't know if Michael actually cares, because if you think about it, they're all going to be making at least 25k off these paid appearances. But obviously, with the title of the Love Island winner, there is notoriety with that. That is, again, something you could put on your CV. That is something that you could use as leverage to make sure that you're getting the money that you should be getting. So obviously, I saw a video of Michael and he's saying like, ratings, ratings. I was just like, shut up. See what your childish behavior has got you. You could have won tonight, but see what your behavior has got you.
If any of you have seen that video, do you feel like Michael's low-key pressed?
And yeah, what do you guys think? Did you guys like, were you guys 100% Amber and Greg are gonna win it, or were you guys kind of like, you weren't 100% they're gonna win it? Did any of you guys were surprised that Greg and Amber won?
Obviously, on Twitter, everyone is happy that Amber and Greg has won. I don't think there's one person on this earth that is not happy that Amber and Greg have won it.
Especially Amber, she really deserved it. And Greg as well, obviously, he just came in last week, but he seems like a really nice guy. I've really liked Greg, you know, the whole week that he's been there. I think he's definitely a worthy winner too. Obviously, he's been a very nice guy, very nice character. And Amber did hold up the couple, but Greg did have some input, I think, as well in them winning. I also forgot to mention Maura's face. Maura, did you see Maura's face? Maura was surprised that they won. Do you think that was shady? Or do you feel like she honestly thought that Molly and Tommy were the sure winners of the show? And Amber was shook too. I feel like Amber thought that Molly and Tommy were going to win it too. Ooh, you know what? Tommy and Molly's followers have been... I'm on the Tommy and Molly hashtag, but Tommy and Molly's followers... have been stushed, and it's obviously, you know, a section of Fiat. Most of their supporters were from Fiat Punto Twitter, and I'm seeing a lot of them piping up saying that it's a fix, guys, a fix. Molly and Tommy should have won. They've been together since the beginning. You know, they should have won. Like, it's clearly a fix. Woo! And then obviously, I've seen a lot of people saying that they're happy that Molly and Tommy didn't win. Obviously, some people from Fiat Punto Twitter are pressed. And all I gotta say to you guys is, it is what it is. Like, the best couple won. You know, we've had to put up with the obvious couples winning, like, since the beginning. Like, the obvious couples winning since the beginning. Like, you're just gonna have to deal with it, babes.
On the Molly May hashtag, people are being a bit more sympathetic for Molly. A lot of people feel like it's cruel that Money May was trending at some point on Twitter. Lots of people feel that she was genuine and they don't understand the hate for her. I've seen one article saying that Anton unfollowed her. Like, I don't really care about that. Anton just needs to get over it, really. He was shady himself, Anton. And yeah, I feel like the hate for Molly is unnecessary. I feel like people do need to kind of chill. And it's a game at the end of the day. It's a show, like... It's a show. It's a game. It's a show. You know, she did what she thought she had to do to win. Honestly, I don't think she was even that savage or that calculated, to be honest. Do you feel like Molly deserves the kind of backlash, or, you know, she deserves the hashtags and the memes? Or do you feel like people just need to, like, chill a little bit? Lots of people on Twitter are saying that, you know, Michael is pressed right now. I've seen some people saying that Michael was hating on Amber. I haven't seen that. If you have seen evidence of this, please let me know. Also, on Amber's page, I was on it last night, and, you know, Joanna must have commented congratulations on her Instagram post, and everyone was just commenting back telling her to shut up.
do you love or hate her? All I ever see, and it's like every year consistently, that they hate Caroline and they want a new host. I've seen suggestions of Maya Jamal. She does like Radio 1 presenting. She's Stormzy's girlfriend. And I've seen Gemma Collins as a suggestion. Who would you pick as a new host if you could have one? I think they're keeping her on. I think personally, perhaps they're keeping her on because she does what the producers tell her to do, and people are still going to watch the show anyway. I think it's time that they do have a new host. I don't think it'll bring the ratings up per se, but I think it'll just make it a more enjoyable experience. But what do you guys think? Do you love or hate Caroline? Are we excited for the reunion? Obviously, most of the time the reunions are a bit dry. It's kind of got like an after sunny vibe, but they usually do kind of bring up the main topics in the house, and then we'll kind of get to see who has stuck together or not. In terms of the top four couples who I think will last, I honestly think the only couple that's going to last would be Molly and Tommy, purely because of the fact that they have something to prove now. I don't think it will last. I think maybe it could even last up to a year. I think that they perhaps could be the only long-term couple. Maura and Curtis, that's not going to last. Who else? Who's India and Ovi? Maybe that could last if they both wanted to make things work. I don't know if Ovi... It depends, because Ovi, no disrespect to India, but Ovi is going to have a lot of options when he comes out. Like, there's going to be so many options for him. I'm not sure if India would be worth not dabbling in those options for. What are we thinking, guys? And then obviously Amber and Greg, I like them as a couple. But Amber is 21 years old. She's just won Love Island. She's going to be making so much money. She's going on so many brand trips. She's going to be having all of these offers to, you know, collaborate. She's going to be making so much money that I feel like she's not going to have time to be in a relationship. Greg's already saying, Greg, he does rugby, so he's going to be traveling everywhere as well. I feel like if I was in Amber's position myself, it wouldn't be beneficial for me to be in a relationship. So that's why I feel like it's not going to last. I think they're going to go their separate ways and it's going to be like an amicable split. But I don't think Greg and Amber are going to last. But let me know your predictions on who do you think will last out of the top four. I'll probably do another predictions again, but with the whole cast, obviously, once we see where everyone is at the reunion. And who do you feel like there's going to be drama between? I don't think there's going to be drama between Amber and Michael or even Joanna at the reunion. I think the only drama I can think of is Anna and Jordan. Maybe Yawande and Danny, but I've seen them hanging out with each other. I feel like they've squashed that beef. And then maybe Molly and Anton, because obviously Anton's unfollowed Molly off Instagram. So that is the end of my podcast. Obviously, at this point, I usually shout out my Twitter.
But I'm not going to be tweeting about Love Island anymore. So this is like, what, the 49th podcast. There's still the reunion episode next Sunday. Not this Sunday, but the coming Sunday. So obviously, I'm going to do a podcast on that. But yeah.
You know, I'm kind of glad that I don't have to think about coming home before 9 p.m. anymore. But then it's kind of like I've been doing this consistently now for 8 weeks. So yeah, but obviously, if you're not watching this on YouTube, if you're watching this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or Anchor FM. You know, I do have a YouTube channel, so if you feel like you're gonna miss me, then just subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. I've just passed 300 subscribers and my next goal is to get to 310. So if you could subscribe to my channel, I'd really appreciate it.
And yeah, thank you to everyone who's like on YouTube, who has watched my videos.
Thank you to everyone who has like contributed to the comment section. It's interesting seeing other people's views. But yeah, I guess I'll see you for the reunion episode. And yeah, I do upload vlogs and stuff on my YouTube channel. So stay tuned for them.
And like my next video is going to be me shaving my head. And in that video, you can actually hear like the whole block screaming when the results are revealed to be the winners.
Podcast, I'm probably going to carry on. I might do a podcast for another show. And I might do some podcasts on like some hot topics. If you are kind of wondering if I listen to anyone else's kind of Love Island podcast or like Love Island videos.
Some of my favorite ones have been Ebird Online, Fredstone, Murad Murad.
Just doing me, she does has her own YouTube channel. Also Tyrone Ashley, he's quite a small channel, but his Love Island recaps are actually so funny.
If there's anyone, if there's any other kind of YouTubers or podcasters that kind of cover Love Island you think I'd be interested in listening to, let me know your recommendations down below. And yeah, thank you for supporting my channel, everyone. I really appreciate everyone who's commented and everyone who's subscribed to my channel and everyone who's watched my videos or listened to my podcast. And yeah, and everyone who's listened, obviously this goes out on different platforms, so, and thank you to everyone who's like listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Obviously this isn't really the end yet, I feel like it is though, because like I'm not doing this every day, but obviously stay tuned not next week, the week after that, for my podcast on the reunion. So yeah, let me know your thoughts, and till next week guys, or till next time if you're going to tune in for my YouTube channel, no pressure. Yeah guys, I guess till next time then. Bye.